At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hello and welcome to episode 474 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. Happy Thirsty Thursday, everyone. We have a ton to get to today, guys. It is a big, and I mean a big, Thursday night football night. We have some interesting line moves here with both the Chargers and the Chiefs in a AFC West big clash here. A little bit of buyback coming toward the Chargers and a lot of over money. So we're going to see, talk our way through this one, see where the value lies and break down some value here, maybe on a teaser as well as a spread and get our thoughts on this total that's rising. But not just that, guys, it's a huge NHL night. And by the way, NHL 2-0 last night. How about the New York Rangers being down? What were they down? 2-1 late in the third. They score two goals, escape with a 3-2 win. And then Anaheim Ducks. Ducks fly together, rolling last night with the Ducks. A huge 4-1 win. So 2-0 NHL. I got a big NHL slate tonight. Those of you who are loving NHL because NBA, college hoops, you know, it's hit or miss. It's been rough here at certain times, but I feel like NHL has been a consistent sport for us. So I'm excited for a big hockey night. I have seven bets in the NHL to talk about. And then the NBA. Only four games in the NBA, but a great NBA night last night, guys. 5-2. We got the Cleveland under. We got the Lakers on the money line. Shout out to Austin Reeves, who was really good. I remember watching him in the conference tournaments or March Madness, Oklahoma. Just a really heady point guard. Reminded me of kind of like a, not a Caruso point guard, but like, who was that old, I forget. It was Dunleavy. He kind of reminds me of an old like Dunleavy guy. But anyway, Reeves, who I wish the Celtics drafted. A huge three to win it at the buzzer for the Lakers on the money line. We got the OKC over. We got the Denver over, which flew over and then got dicey at the end, but then still went over. And then Memphis late night getting it done with the Grizz 113-101. So 5-2 NBA, 2-0 NHL. And I'll take a 3-3 in college hoops. When college hoops is rough, we still got our Cal Bakersfield under. We got Utah State on the money line. We got Washington State under late night. So last night, guys, a good bounce back night for the team. 10-5 overall, plus 2.91 units. We're going to continue to stack, continue to grind as we move to a big, big Thursday today, guys. So before we dive in and start breaking out all our plays on a big day, I want to give a shout out to somebody who is getting all the Twitter headlines right now. And yeah, he's an idiot. Yeah, he's a D-bag. He pretty much wrote the book on what not to do once you become an NFL coach. But Urban Meyer, pour one out for Urban Meyer. And what a great organization the Jaguars are. Shad Khan saying, Urban Meyer's my guy. I'm going to stick by him. And then at 1 a.m., you fire him, which we all saw coming. And I wonder if there's more terrible stuff that's going to leak out about, you know, kicking his kicker or going to bars and doing things you shouldn't do. But Urban Meyer, what a disaster. But I know everyone's just, you know, piling on Urban Meyer, dancing on his grave. But I want to thank you, Urban Meyer. Because Urban Meyer, you know what you did for me? You helped me cash a big win total. I just looked this up, guys. We got to wait until the season's over to get our payout here. But all of you who, like me, took the Jacksonville under 6.5 wins, it's a guaranteed winner, guys. Right now, they are, 2-11? So even if they win all of their four remaining games, Texans, Jets, Patriots, Colts, which they're not going to do, even if they won all four remaining games, they would still be, 4-11? Or no, sorry, 6-11, and therefore under 6.5 with the hook, we cash. So congrats to Urban Meyer for running this team into the ground and helping us cash the under 6.5 here with the Jacksonville Jaguars. So that's my thank you. You know how, Jimmy Fallon does his thank you notes. Thank you to Urban Meyer for being a total disaster and letting us cash the under 6.5. As I write with my magic marker on my Sharpie on my note card. But anyway, just wanted to mention that. It's nice to get a win total under the belt. So I lost my Cincy Bengals under 6.5, but just cashed my Jags under 6.5. And here are my win totals that I'm holding, guys. I think about like 8 or 9 of them, but I got the Patriots over 9.5. We just need one more to cash that one. Detroit under 4.5. I think we're going to get that one. Tennessee over 9, Buffalo over 11. That one's dicey. Green Bay over 10. That looks good. Tampa Bay over 11.5. That looks good. Seattle over 9.5. That's a loser. But Jets under 6, looking good. Cleveland over 10.5. Maybe, probably not. But a couple of these hits looking good here with win totals, with a big one cashing with the Jags win total under. So there you have it, guys. Of course, housekeeping that we always got to get to. If you haven't done it yet, sign up for the VSiN newsletter. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter. Plug in your email every single morning. You'll wake up to the lineup, the rundown of all the shows that day with the guests and the hosts. You also get, of course, my Market Insights column, giving you great, you know, breakdowns and sharp reports every single day. Today's was obviously on Thursday Night Football. You also get Dave Tooley's ATS reports, Andy McNeil's daily NHL column, JBT's daily NBA column, Adam Burke's blurbs, as well as great promos, betting splits, great links to guide you in the right direction, as well as promos for legal sportsbooks. Take advantage. They want your business. You want to shop for the best line. Newsletter is really the way to stay plugged into the betting market, and particularly at VSiN. Keep you abreast of everything that's going on. But right now, guys, we have a great promo. It's called the, let me get the right term here. Is it the holiday promo, Super Bowl promo? Yeah, Super Bowl special, $39.99, only $40, costs you nothing. That's just a burger, a steak, a beer, and maybe an app, and then boom, that's the football special. But it's going to give you everything we offer now until the Super Bowl. So you'll get every Point Spread Weekly magazine. You'll also get our brand new bowl guide, our bowl betting guide, which has Brett Musburger picks and advice and breakdowns on every single bowl game, which is great. You also get all of our premium content. You get a live stream of all the shows. You get all the afternoon best bet emails, all of our VSiN Pro tools, everything behind the VSiN.com paywall, stat splits, power ratings, all included with a VSiN membership here. So take advantage. You can do a 10-day free trial. If you like it, you can go monthly. You can get the holiday promo here, the Super Bowl special, or you can cancel before 10 days are up. You won't be charged at all, but I think you're going to like it. So go to VSiN.com/subscribe if you are interested. And then, of course, guys, get on Twitter. Twitter's where the betting combo never ends. Twitter is where we stay plugged into a real-time market. Want to be the first to know about a starting pitcher getting scratched, a starting goalie being announced, an injury, COVID outbreaks, all this stuff. Twitter is your resource to stay plugged in to everything in an immediate way, a live, you know, a situation where you are the first to know, and that way you can be proactive, not reactive. So really right now with COVID and different players testing positive and all this crazy stuff going on, NHL, my Boston Bruins, it has something to do with my play tonight, Bergeron, Marchand, all these guys out with COVID. So really, Twitter is where you can be the first to know about this stuff and take advantage and win some information-based bets. But of course, get on Twitter, follow local beat reporters, follow legalized sports books, blue check marks, all that kind of stuff. But make sure you follow at VSiN Live, the mothership. We tweet out great content all day, great little clips and videos. And then, of course, you can follow me at Josh_insights. You can always email me questions, comments, suggestions, or you just want to say hi and wish me happy holidays. That would be cool, too. Introduce yourself. Say hello. I love knowing who I'm sitting next to at the virtual bar, sweating sharp contrarian plays every day. You can always email me, Josh@VSiN.com. So with that being said, guys, let's dive right into our Thursday night football showdown. Obviously, this is the big one that takes the cake tonight. Huge AFC West battle here between a couple teams that, are looking pretty decent here for the playoffs in particular. So one update as you look at kind of the breakdown for tonight, the odds to win this division, the AFC West division. So right now we have the Chiefs 9-4 straight up, 6-7 ATS. They've won six straight. They just crushed the Raiders 48-9, easily covered as a 10-point favorite. Chargers 8-5, 7-6 ATS. They've won two straight in three of their last four. They just beat the Giants, crushed them 37-21, got us our teaser in that one, covered as a 9-point favorite. But right now the Chiefs are minus 225 favorites to win the AFC West, and the Chargers have the second best odds at plus 200. I think the Chiefs have value here. I actually bet the Chiefs, I think when they were minus 190 to win their division. If you kind of look at their schedule down the stretch, obviously we'll talk about this game in a second here. Tight spread, you're only favored by three on the road. But then after that, you got the Broncos, the Bengals, the Steelers. So I think you expect to probably win out of your last four, maybe three, maybe two. And even if you get the two, I think you may, depending on what happens here, have a tie break. I know the Chargers beat you earlier this year, but I just think that Kansas City to win the division bet, something I placed in at minus 225 now, it's not really that high of a number. But anyway, guys, what are we seeing with this this line movement? Really interesting, because there's been some back and forth. So number one, a lot of books open -3, -3.5 on the road for Kansas City. Now, any books at 3 immediately got to 3.5. Any 3.5s early in the week got up to -4. And then we saw a combination of two things, a lot of buyback on the Chargers. So when the Chargers were at +4, +3.5, we saw them get hit and come back down to 3. And we also have a combination of COVID going on right now with Kansas City. Now, Rashawn Slater is going to miss this game for the Chargers, I believe, with COVID. And you do have some big guys who are questionable. Eckler, who was it? Derwin James. You should get Keenan Allen back. And I think, Mike Williams, the big wide receiver, should be good to go. But really, Kansas City, they're missing a lot of defensive starters. Chris Jones, arguably one of the best D tackles in the NFL, aside from Aaron Donald, he's going to miss this game with COVID. Willie Gay, a good linebacker, he's out. Sneed, their defensive back, who's pretty good, he's going to miss this, not with COVID, but condolences, a death in the family. I think his brother was killed, so that's terrible. But you're going to miss a lot of three big defensive players for Kansas City. Also, Josh Gordon, bit player, but he's going to be out for this game. So with the line getting high, 3.5, 4, and the combination of also these Kansas City guys being out with COVID, that was really the buyback there on the Chargers. Now, guys, I'll tell you this. I am on the Chargers. There's a couple ways to attack this. Number one, 78% of bets are on the Chiefs tonight. So you know me, if you listen to the pod for a day, or, episode one back in the day, or the betting hangout, which was kind of the previous version of the podcast I did, you know me, when I see a primetime heavily bet game that the public is all over and almost 80%, 78% are on one team, automatically I like going contrarian in these heavily bet games, taking the 22% on the Chargers. So everyone walking in the bar, 78 out of 100 people have a Mahomes jersey. Give me this Herbert jersey. But I also like the bet split, bet versus dollar split for the Chargers. This is something that we've gotten a lot of questions about in the VSiN newsletter. I know Adam Burke's been doing a really good job explaining it. But low bets, higher dollars. That's really just a very simple thing, and you also want some line movement. But only 22% of bets on the Chargers, but it accounts for 57% of the money. Guys, that's a huge discrepancy. That's a what? 35% discrepancy, low bets, higher dollars. Now, here's the thing. A lot of these books are down to Kansas City -3 at -120. So I think this thing gets back to 3.5. So my play here is don't bet the 3 right now with the Chargers. Wait it out. On game day, you almost always get an influx of Patrick Mahomes money. People who've been working all week get home and they're like, oh, nice, Kansas City is playing. Boom. Don't even think about it. Bet Mahomes. So on game day, I think we're going to see this thing tick up to 3.5. So I'm waiting on the hook with the Chargers, 3.5. That's my play once it gets to 3.5. You got a lot of system matches with the Chargers. Conference dogs, +7 or less this year. 66-34 against the spread, 66%. That would match with the Chargers. Divisional dogs. 33-27 ATS this year, 55%. Primetime dogs, 25-17 ATS, 60%. And Justin Herbert as a dog. Still a young player, only second year, but he's 3-1 ATS this year as a dog, and he's 7-4 ATS, 64% in his career. Also, you got some familiarity. The Chargers went to Kansas City in week 3, and they won 30-24 as a 7-point dog here. So my play is going contrarian, looking at this liability, because again, if 78% of bets are on the Chiefs, then why aren't they up to -5? -4.5, -5. Kind of stayed where it's at, some line freeze, some reverse line movement. So I'm going to play that 3.5 with the Chargers. Now, the other thing that I'm intrigued by and I may do is you have a lot of money on this over. It really jumped out to me with all this money. So if you look at the way this total opened, it opened at 50. Guys, it's been up all the way to 52.5. You are seeing a ton of money on this over. And I think it's kind of both pro and Joe. 89% of bets are on the over, but 95% of money is on the over. So again, it's kind of a big public play, which I don't want to be on the side of, but also not just public. Maybe sharps are going to say, hey, we're not going to outsmart ourselves. We got two good offenses, a lot of familiarity, and Kansas City's down some defensive guys. Chargers are at home. You know, hey, this is going to be another 30 to 24 game. So the total 50 all the way up to 52.5. My angle here, guys, would be possibly a teaser. If you get Kansas City at 3.5, tease them up to 9.5. Now, I know that only goes through one key number of 7, but we did see with the football team that only went through one key number as well, and they did cover. So getting yourself a little extra padding there. And I would pair that with actually taking the over, but teasing the number down. If you have a number right now, 52.5, take that total down to 46.5, and then boom, take the over 46.5. So over 46.5 combined with the Chargers, once they get to 3.5, taking them up to 9.5. That will be a teaser opportunity for tonight. But if you're looking for just a straight bet, guys, I'm waiting on the Chargers to get the hook, and I'll grab them plus 3.5 with the hook. With that being said, what should we do? Should we take a short break? Should we go through NHL right now? You know what? Let's do some NHL because it was a great night in the NHL last night, and we've been hot in the NHL. Our system match is really coming through. NHL has been good to us. So 2-0 last night. Let's see if we can keep it rolling. Let's dive through this slate with the NHL. First one on the board for me, I'm going to go with the Tampa Bay Lightning. Kind of a big number here, but Tampa Bay, they open around, I think some shops are like minus 250. They've kind of stayed around there, minus 250. I see one book down to like minus 245. Kind of a big number here. This is a play for me on one of our best systems, favorite systems, Sweet Spot. Home favorite, minus 200 or more, coming off a win. These teams are 35-8, 81% this year. It's been a really good system match. You're also going to get Vasilevsky in net. You're going to get Anthony Cirelli back. You look at these home favorites, 64%, as well as big faves, 200 or more, 76%. And you also look at Tampa Bay, 9-3-2 at home, 16-7 as a favorite versus Ottawa, 9-17 as a dog, 4-7-1 on the road. So I'm going to go Tampa Bay there, laying around a minus 250, minus 245. Next play for me, wash, rinse, repeat, bet against the Habs, Les Habitants. I'm going to go Philadelphia Flyers here, guys. Flyers have a pretty good line move. They open around minus 135, minus 140. They've been bet up to around minus 155, minus 160. If you look at the Flyers in this spot, let's see what we have. Road conference non-division favorites, 34-17, 67%. Road division, non-division road favorites in general, 61%. So kind of these lack of familiarity type system matches with Philadelphia here. You have a ton of guys out for Montreal. Toffoli, Shea Weber's been out all year. Carey Price has been out all year. Anderson, Dvorak, Paul Byron. This has really been a team that really has kind of had that, we could talk Super Bowl hangover, but Stanley Cup hangover. And they have Primo in goal tonight, who a backup goaltender. So Philly's won 3 straight. Montreal's lost 7 straight. Philly, 4-1 is a favorite. They're even on the road, 6-6-2. But Montreal, 4-17 is a dog, 4-10-1 at home. Guys, I'm going to bet against Montreal, who's lost a bunch in a row, and now the Flyers, maybe turning it around a little bit, have won 3 in a row. Give me Philadelphia, laying around a minus 155. Next play for me, VGK. Let's go Vegas Golden Knights. Vegas Golden Knights, they're hot right now. 5-1 their last 6. Devils have lost 3 straight. Vegas Golden Knights, 12-7 as a favorite, 7-5 on the road. Devils, 5-11 as a dog. Not a huge line move here. You know, some of the books open like minus 170, they've around like minus 180, something like that. But this would match non-division road favorite off a win, 60% this year, and a road favorite minus 175 or more, 19-5, 79%. You also have COVID issues still with the Devils here. Nico Hischier and Ryan Graves, one of their top offensive forwards and one of their top defensive defensemen here, Graves, both out. So I'm going to go VGK. This one pains me. It kills me. My Boston Bruins, man. When I saw Patrice Bergeron tested positive for COVID, that hurt, man. Bergeron, my favorite player. Blood and guts of the team. But it's not just Bergeron now. It's Brad Marchand. The Bruins are going with the COVID. It's bad right now. Anton Bleed, Trent Frederick, Swayman, Craig Smith, Zaboral. You got a ton of guys out for the Bruins. I looked at their lineup. The only one you recognize is pretty much David Pastrnak. And the Bruins played in Calgary, and that's probably where they got it because the Flames are now shut down. So thank you, Calgary Flames. But anyway, I'm not going to outsmart myself on this one, guys. I'm not going to sweat the wannabes. That's kind of the joke in New England, what you call the Providence Bruins, the wannabes. But they got a bunch of young guys, call-ups, AAA guys, AHL guys. So this was a big move toward the Islanders. Islanders open at some shops like a slight dog, plus 110. They flipped all the way to minus 120, minus 130. So you're seeing a huge move here to the Islanders. And again, very simple. Bruins got a million guys out with COVID. So I'm going to play the Islanders here. Home fave 64%. Next play for me, Minnesota Wild. I'm going to lay this big one here. It's going to be a big one. Minus 290 on Minnesota, minus 300, something like that. You could look puck line. Puck line is -1.5, -118. I'm just going to go regular, minus 300, bet to risk, not bet to win. Every play is like that, risking one unit, trying to get a third of a unit back. But again, not a huge line move. You know, hoping 280, 290, up to 300. You are getting money toward Minnesota. This would match big fave 200 or more, 76% this year. You also get Minnesota. They're 15-4 as a favorite and 10-2 at home. This has been where Minnesota's made their money as a favorite and at home. And Buffalo, 3-7-2 on the road and 8-18 as a dog. I'm not going to outsmart myself on that one. Give me Minnesota laying around a minus 300. And then two more for you. Colorado-Nashville, another COVID-based play. Nashville's got COVID. Nashville is going to miss tonight a ton of guys. Ryan Johansson, Granlund, Duchesne, Harper. A lot of these guys are going to be out for quite a bit, or I don't know how long, but they're out tonight for sure. And we saw Colorado open around minus 165. They're up to minus 180. So Colorado matches a road fave minus 175 or more. 19-5, 79% this year. Division favorite, 63%. And again, with all these guys out with Nashville, I think we're in a good spot to back Colorado in this one. Colorado, 16-7 as a favorite, 7-5-1 on the road. That's going to be my angle, betting Colorado. And again, COVID-based plays are a thing now, guys, with all this COVID going on. You see one team full strength with a line move, the other got a bunch of guys down. I want to bet against those COVID teams. Last play for me, Edmonton. Believe it or not, Edmonton has lost six games in a row, guys. I think this is where they get back on track here, at home against Columbus. This line opened, actually dipped a little bit, opened like minus 190 up to minus 200 or like minus 210 down to minus 200. It's pretty much minus 200 across the board. This would match big fave 200 or more, 76%. Home faves minus 175 or more, 83 and 32, 72%. And also with Edmonton, they're 13-8 as a favorite. They're 9-6 at home. Columbus has struggled on the road, 5-9. And Columbus, are they missing anybody? Line A's been out for a while. That's not really a huge COVID situation. I don't really think that's an issue, but I think it's a good system match, Edmonton at home play. So seven plays in the NHL. Tampa Bay, minus 240. Philadelphia Flyers, minus 165. Or minus 160, actually. Or minus 155, that's what I meant to say. VGK, minus 180. Islanders, RIP my Bruins. Islanders, minus 120. Minnesota minus 290 or minus 300, Colorado minus 180, and Edmonton minus 210. That is our seven pack in the NHL tonight, guys. So we're going to take a very, very short break. We just recapped last night. We said our congratulations to and bon voyage to Urban Meyer. Thank you for cashing your under 6.5 win total. Talk Thursday Night Football, talk NHL. But when we get back, we got some hoops to talk about. I got NBA. I got four plays in the NBA tonight. In particular, some totals and a money line. And then in college hoops, only three bets, but three trying to be a disciplined better in college hoops because it's been erratic, but three plays that caught my eye that we are going to hit on when we return on episode 474, a little thirsty Thursday edition of the VSiN Market Insights podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind and sweat in the arena with every single day, your buddy, Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes, Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everyone, we are back at it after looking back toward a good night last night. 10-5 plus 2.91 units, 2-0 NHL, 5-2 NBA, splitting. What was it? 3-3 college hoops. We started the pod, looking at, of course, tipping the cap to Urban Meyer for losing so terribly and running that operation into the ground. So awful. So awfully. Is that even a word? So terribly that we cash our under 6.5 win total without week 15 now. It's always nice to cash one early. But even if they went out, they would still only get 6 wins. So under 6.5 cashes. But anyway, guys, we started the pod talking NHL, talking Thursday night football. Now let's transition over to a little bit of basketball. A lot of basketball tonight. We have in the NBA, and NBA is kind of getting scary. I saw a bunch of teams shutting down their facilities with COVID. I mean, this may interrupt our season. I hope not. But as long as we keep this train moving, stay indoors and be smart. We don't want to have sports shut down again. I don't want to go down that road. I don't think I can ever stomach it again. But anyway, guys, 4 games in the NBA and a few that caught my eye. So first one, guys, looking at the Detroit under, Pistons and Pacers under. Open 211, it's down to 209.5. You may be able to find a 210 if you shop around and find kind of a square book here that hasn't adjusted too much. And what I mean by square book is a copycat book. So there are market setting books, and I write about this in my book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting, but there are market setting books that are kind of the first to the market and set their own numbers. Then there's copycat books that just kind of go off of what everyone else sets, and then they shade their numbers toward the public. So like Bovada or MyBookie or some of these notorious kind of square books, they'll shade numbers to overs and to favorites because their clientele is mostly public bettors. So something to just remember there that different books have different numbers. You may find a 210. But anyway, play for me, guys, would be Indiana. Pace-wise, they're 25th in pace, very slow team. Detroit is 29th in offensive efficiency. Indiana is also 12th best in defensive efficiency. So they're slow and they play good defense, and Detroit's terrible on offense. These teams met on November 17th. It was a 97-89 game. You also got some good under trends here. The under is 4-1 the last 5 head-to-head between the Pistons and the Pacers, and the under is 4-2 the last 6 on the road for Detroit. So I'm not going to outsmart myself, guys, too much. We got public betting over, yet the line fell 211 down to 210, 209.5. Try to find an under 210 if you can. If not, I'll take the under 209.5. Next play for me, I'm going to go money line with the Nets here, guys. This is kind of a play on a back-to-back. We have the Philadelphia 76ers on the second leg of a back-to-back, whereas the Nets are rested and ready to go here. They've also won 3 straight. Philly has dropped 2 straight and lost 3 of their last 4. But second leg of a back-to-back for the Sixers. And the Nets, guys, this line hasn't moved a ton, but I saw a lot of books open out of Pick'em and get up to -1 or -1.5 Nets. So money is really moving toward the Nets. I don't know if maybe this is kind of foreshadowing of Embiid. You know, will he play back-to-back or something like that? Obviously, I don't know. Is there a prop bet on who will play their first game first, Simmons or Kyrie Irving? But anyway, guys, I like this play with the Nets, the way they're playing recently, and a little bit of liability in their favor. I'm going to go Nets money line, bet against the back-to-back Sixers. That's minus 120 or minus 115 with the Nets. Next play for me, guys, I'm going to go under 214 in the Knicks game. Knicks total with the Rockets here open 216. It's down to 214. I got the under 214. Houston is number 27 offensive efficiency, so toward the very bottom. Knicks are 19, so toward the second half of the bottom. You also have some under refs in this game between the Knicks and the Rockets, in particular Brian Forte and Scott Twardowski, all both between 54 and 56% to the under. So some good under refs. Let's let them play. I don't want to hear any whistles, no free throws. But also, guys, the Knicks are 12-6 to the under their last 18, and they're 7-3 to the under their last 10 on the road, and they've cashed three straight unders. So this is really a play on the Knicks, kind of playing slow, deliberate. Good defense and keeping these games tight and low. So I'm going to go under Knicks 214. Last play for me in the NBA tonight, guys, another under. Broken record here, but I think unders are kind of rearing their ugly heads. I don't even know what the, I got too many cliches in my head. But anyway, I like the under here with the Wizards and the Suns. Open 214 and a half. It's down to 213. I got the under 213. Washington, you think of them as like quick with Bradley Beal, but they're actually 26th in pace, tempo, so they're a slow team. They're also number 22 offensively, so they're down toward the bottom, and Phoenix is the number 2 defensive team in the NBA. So if you're slow and you're not good offensively, now you have to face this really good Suns defense. I think that's going to be hopefully set up for a lower scoring game. Phoenix also 4-1 to the under their last 5, so that is a underplay for me. And if you look at a very simple system, I call it the totals falling system. So if a total falls at least 2 points, the under is 55% this year. So I would match with that Wizards Suns under. It would match with the Knicks Rockets under now, 216 down to 214. And it wouldn't match with the Pistons. I guess 211. You're close. That's like a 1.5 point drop. But either way, those unders would all match to that that system that is totals falling 55-56%. Anyway, guys, let's move over to little college hoops. And when college hoops is so erratic and volatile and you feel like you're going to the woodshed every night, I'll take a 3-3 night all day with Utah State on the money line and Cal Bakersfield and the Washington State under. So only got 3 tonight. It's a big NHL and Thursday night football night. Obviously we got NBA, but really not a lot in college hoops. So we're going to limit our plays and really just try to be selective here, which I think has been a good way to approach a very volatile start, in my opinion, to college hoops. But remember, conference play is right around the corner. So things, that's when we start to heat up here. But anyway, guys, 3 plays in college basketball that caught my eye. Number 1, I'm going to go under in the Duke game. Duke is playing App State. This is a 7 o'clock game, game 751-752. Total open 138.5. Public's hammering the over because they love sweating Duke overs, but yet the total fell to 137.5. So looks like a classic reverse line move to the under. KenPom has a 136. Greg Hoops-Peterson has a 135.5, so we're right there on the edge. But this would also be a big spread under, our system that we like to play here. When you're favored of 15 or more, typically you get up big, take your foot off the gas. Big spread unders this year, 56%. So big spread under, by definition, for this system, again, would be a favored of 20 or more, even higher, to the under 56%. Again, get up big, take your foot off the gas. And also, it's a play on App State being a very slow and deliberate team. App State tempo, 65.2. You're down by Virginia area down there. So I'm going to go under. Maybe it's a, I don't know, an 82-40 game. Anything, whatever it takes to get that under. But I'm on the Duke under, 137.5. Next play for me, Uwe, Pui. Say it with me, Uwe, Pui, IUPUI. I'm going to go IUPUI, guys. They're 1-8. So why are we going on a favorite that's 1-8? Because they're playing Chicago State, who's 3-7. But I think is, and again, Chicago State, this notorious team who's been really, really terrible in recent years. But I like this as kind of a fade the trendy dog play. Believe it or not, Chicago State is really popular tonight. I think it's lesser of two evils play for the public. They're 3-7. IUPUI is 1-8. So why is IUPUI favored? But 3 out of 4 bets are on Chicago State. But yet IUPUI open laying 2. They're up to -3. So line's going to IUPUI, even though everyone's on Chicago State. Looks like a fade the trendy dog play, a classic contrarian favorite play. KenPom has IUPUI winning by 4. So I'm going to go money line here. I'm going to go IUPUI on the money line, -150. That's the number I got. And again, it looks fishy to me. Why do they have a worse record in our favorite and yet the line's going in their direction? So let's go IUPUI -150. Then last play of the night for me, guys. I'm going to set the over in the Jackson State Drake game. Total open 125, very low total, but it's gotten bet up to 126. And I see some books looks like they make it to 126.5. So KenPom's got a 124, no KenPom edge, but Greg Hoops, my guy, he's got a 131.5. So he's a little more bullish here. We have Drake 3-1 to the over their last four. So this is kind of a play on Drake, scoring quite a bit and just not letting up. And maybe we get some points out of Jackson State. Both teams giving up about 70 points a game. Jackson State's only scoring about 56 a game. It's 75 for Drake, but maybe that Drake D giving up around 70. Jackson State's offense looks a little bit better. So I'm going to go over there, Drake. Drake Drizzy over 126. There you have it, guys. Another day, another dollar. Good night last night. Good bounce back. I'm loving the board for tonight. Excited to sweat this Chiefs and Chargers game. Big night in the NHL. With 7 bets on the board, 4 in college, 3 in college basketball, and 4 in the NBA. But it's an exciting time of year, guys, as we continue to grind. And again, I think it's going to be a tough week for COVID in the NFL. My recommendation with COVID in the NFL, I'm not going to bet a lot of these games until the bitter end. I don't want to touch any number now where, like, let's say I bet a dog +3, and then they have a ton of COVID and they move up to +7. Like, I'm not going to get caught in one of those situations. So my recommendation with all this uncertainty with COVID is, one, stay glued to Twitter. Be the first to know about any further positives here. And number two, I ain't betting anything until the very last minute when I get the actives inactive. So that's kind of my angle or my tip to you guys trying to navigate this craziness of COVID. But anyway, guys, reminder, if you enjoy the pod, if it's helped you cash some bets, if it's become a routine, again, I don't expect you to play every bet we mention. My whole point of this pod is to kind of highlight games that fit a contrarian sharp blueprint. But maybe you enjoy listening every day. Maybe it's helped you cash some bets. Maybe you're thinking more of a contrarian base better now. Maybe you're looking more at system matches or you're looking more at system plays or dog plays, whatever it may be. If the pod has helped you in any way, or if you just want to make my day, make me happy, make my publishers happy, buy my book. It makes a great holiday gift. You can still get it in time. Amazon, whatever Bezos does with his drones, I think you can still get it in time for Christmas here. But it's got everything I've learned in the industry here, working for over a decade now, how lines are set, why they move, how to locate sharp action, how to locate contrarian value, how to place a bet in person or online, how to set up a bankroll management plan, tips and strategies, all the major sports. It's all included in my book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. So seriously, guys, if you want to pick one up, makes a great stocking stuffer, a great gift for your uncle or your aunt or your cousin, or you got no idea what to get your buddy in Connecticut. Well, hey, John, congrats on your state legalizing sports betting. Here's a book to help you avoid parlays and bet with your head and not your heart. Whatever it may be, guys, if you already bought one, thank you. It really means a lot to me, and I really appreciate it. But anyway, guys, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun in Connecticut, pretty soon online betting in New York is going to go live here. Or if you're out in Vegas at the sparkling new Circa, Sweat and Sharp Contrarian plays with the crew at Stadium Swim or inside in front of the big screen or getting a victory burger. And of course, we can't forget about the Great South Point, where the true grinders get down, where Billy Walters sends his number owners, where the lowest juice possible is found, wherever it may be. You're going to show me some bets from last night. Good night last night, guys. Back to our winning ways. Washington State under 137. Utah State money line -140. Cal State Bakersfield under 131. How about a Memphis money line Grizz in the NBA? Denver over. OKC over. Lakers money line Austin Reeves. Cleveland under 216. Or how about NHL? Quietly been our best sport this year. Rangers -210. Anaheim -160. Flash me that Ducks ticket. Ducks fly together. And guess what? First one's on me, next one's on you. Then we're going to post about the book, Sweat Sharp Contrarian Plays, all night long. But good luck, everyone. Reminder, stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house, always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Nope. There's no such thing as a lock, no such thing as a guarantee. It's tough beating lines that are really, really difficult to beat that are set by the odds makers, sharpest guys in the room. Then we got to overcome luck and randomness. Then we got to overcome the juice. Now we got to overcome volatility with COVID. Always remember, sports betting is hard. When you have a good night, take some pride in that. When you have a tough night, remember, it's difficult. Always have that perspective of just grinding, forest amongst the trees. But good luck, everyone. I hope you have a great day. Don't forget to tip your ticket writer. And I will be on Betting Across America 3 to 4 today if you want to tune in. Also be on Rush Hour tonight with Danny Burke, updating you on some numbers tonight around 6 or 6.30 p.m. Eastern time. So hope to see you there, guys. Good luck. Enjoy your day. Stay happy. Stay healthy. Stay safe. And thank you again, Urban Meyer, for running your team into such a dumpster fire that you sail under 6.5 and help us cash the under 6.5 with the Jags. Thank you, Urban. And good luck in your next venture. I can't wait to see what idiot team gives him $20 million to come over and coach them into the ground as well. But anyway, thanks for cashing out under 6.5. Have a great day, guys. Good luck. And I will see you at the window.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.